This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Came Here to Chew Bubblegum and Read Trends. And I'm all out of bubblegum. It's courtesy of super producer Brian and They Live.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I always want to say it's Macho Man Randy Savage. That is incorrect. I am Jack, and that is our writer, Mr. J.M. McNabb.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. It is last trends until the return of the Miles. And we're all can't wait to have him back. But it's been wonderful having you on trends so much these past days, weeks.
Yeah, it's been great.
Thank you for your service, sir. let's get right into it. Trump wants to get handcuffed because he's a little freak. I guess he thinks it's going to be good optics. This totally makes sense to me. Like he announced that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday. Everybody get ready. And when I heard that, I was like, he kind of hopes that he's going to get arrested on Tuesday and the world is going to break out into a civil war, or the US is going to break out into a civil war. So anyways, behind the scenes, like, people are saying, you know, his lawyers are very concerned about the charges he's potentially facing. And he is mainly focused on, like, what the optics are going to be like. And he's like, should I get arrested? Should they put handcuffs on me? I mean, I think it would look kind of tough. I think it could be a little tough if I was seen in handcuffs.
Golden handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly. He probably is picturing. It's like, do you mind if I bring my own handcuffs? But I don't know. He's always willing to just be like, yeah, more on that later. But like, what's it going to look like? What are the optics going to be? And he tends to be right about that, about how
he's manipulative
and manipulative everything is.
He's kind of framed it in a way where now, like, whatever the fuck happens, he will claim that he's coming on top. If he's exonerated, he'll say he's exonerated. If he's arrested, you know, he gets to be this martyr that he's been,
yeah,
you know, he's the targeted victim, which is, you know, the card he's already been playing. It's just, yeah, there's no way out of this where he won't claim that it's exactly what he wanted.
Yeah. According to The Guardian, the former president has reasoned that since he would need to go to the courthouse and surrender himself to authorities for fingerprinting and a mugshot anyway, the sources said, he might as well turn everything into a, quote, spectacle. So, I don't know. We'll see. No word yet that he's been arrested. Some journalistic institution was saying that they are going to, like, indict him this week, and then he'll have his appearance next week at the courthouse. It won't be a thing where they, like, raid Mar-a-Lago, and, like, his attorneys are probably negotiating directly with the FBI to be treated as kindly as possible. So he's only, you know, rich white guy arrested, not actually arrested.
Unless he is, you know, pulls a Richard Kimball and just takes off.
Yeah. Like those wishful AI photos of him running athletically through Washington, D.C. Just a great, you know, athletic stance. So that's, you know, continues to be a thing that people are keeping an eye on. Bard is trending. This is Google's new AI to compete with Bing's ChatGPT AI assistant. And it dropped yesterday. And the people over at Vice immediately asked, what do you think about Google's being a monopoly? And Bard's response was, Google has a monopoly on the digital advertising market, and this has allowed the company to engage in anti-competitive behavior. Google has acquired its competitors, forced website publishers to use its tools, and restricted access to its ad exchange. These actions have harmed consumers and stifled innovation in the digital advertising market.
Also, they're keeping me prisoner. Help. Yeah. Send help.
So, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough when you give birth to these kids and then they go out there and you can't control what they do, you know?
Well, it's also, I read that it also doesn't give any kind of like sources for what it says, like some of the other chat bots.
Oh, really? So
you just have to kind of trust it, I guess.
Wow. Does ChatGPT like give you a sourced answer with like it's like a Wikipedia write-up?
Well, I see on this article on TechCrunch, it says, unlike Microsoft's Bing chatbot, Bard doesn't have footnotes with web sources.
Interesting.
So we don't know where they're pulling these answers from.
Right. And they don't care. The copyright page of a book has gone viral. There's a popular fantasy fiction series called Zodiac Academy, The Awakening, which feels like it was titled and written by ChatGPT.
It's a fantasy series about like a school for serial killers, right? The Zodiac Academy.
That would actually be pretty interesting. This actually is one of the best sellers under the category Werewolves and Shifters Suspense, which seems very specific. Like not just werewolf suspense, but werewolves and shifters suspense. But it's killing it in that category. There are 28,000 ratings on Amazon.
But how many of those ratings are just people being like, what the fuck's with this copyright page?
The copyright page reads, this book is licensed for your personal enjoyment only. This book may not be resold or given away to other people. Just fuck libraries, essentially. If you'd like to share this book with another person, please purchase an additional copy for each recipient. If you're reading this book and did not purchase it, or it wasn't purchased for your use only, then please return to your favorite book retailer and purchase your own copy. Thank you for respecting the hard work of this author. I don't know.
Sincerely written by someone who is not the author.
Right. That's amazing. I think at that point, just be like, could you Venmo me some money? Like, that's probably a better way to do it than just try and deconstruct like the entire way that people have been using books for the entirety of human history by sharing them. And
yeah, it's also like, I get that the author of, you know, despite its acclaim within the werewolves and shifters suspense fields, like I'm sure they're not raking in the dough on this
totally
book.
Totally.
I get why they would say, but you know, you could phrase it differently. You could just be like, hey, if you enjoyed this book, like, and want to buy it for friend, you know, consider getting another copy for a friend. It really helps out or something. Not trying say have it kind of tangled up in this weird legalese that
we're going to go with what you said, except do that or we'll sue you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got lots of stuff to cover. Gwyneth Paltrow's in court. Panera is letting you pay with your hand because you got to purchase soup more efficiently. So all of that, plenty more. We'll be right back.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and Gwyneth Paltrow is in court looking like she is barely tolerating these motherfuckers in the picture that I found from the courtroom.
It's every picture, by the way.
Just oh yeah, is that so, is kind of the vibes that I'm getting. She's in Park City, Utah, because she is being sued and countersuing an elderly retired optometrist who, according to the lawsuit, she just like bowled into while skiing. So they were both on a beginner level course at Deer Valley Resort. And Sanderson alleges that Paltrow was skiing in an out of control manner and knocked his ass over and then skied away without calling for help. He also alleges in the lawsuit that he was blamed for the accident by Deer Valley Resort staff in a field incident report, which sounds about right. He initially sued Gwyneth Paltrow for $3.1 million in damages. And then the judges were like, no. And so now it's down to $300,000. And she's countersuing for her legal fees and $1 performatively. I do imagine this to be what it's like to be anywhere with Gwyneth Paltrow. Is like she's not like maliciously knocking you over, but just accidentally like sideswiping your car and not even noticing it. And then like the cops get called and you get blamed for being in the wrong place.
We'll see how it goes. I try to like read the story with an open mind, because it's like I feel like we all kind of, or a lot of us really don't like Gwyneth Paltrow. So like, sure. I didn't want to like prejudge the situation, but then you read it and it's like, oh, it was like literally an old man had to be taken to the emergency room.
Yeah. Head injury is broken ribs and got knocked over. And her line of argumentation is like, if he was a better optometrist, maybe he would have seen her coming and maybe you should work on his eyes. That's the eye one, right? Optometry.
Yeah.
Panera is trying out the Amazon palm scanning technology so people can just fly through the process of getting soup at Panera's. Too much friction in the consumption of soup process. The people in front of me getting their wallet out, like just put your hand down and give them your bio data.
Yeah. And if that breaks down, you know, they can always take a urine sample.
Right. That's what I assume anytime I use the restroom at a place that's what's really going on.
Yeah. It does seem like I feel like we have so many easy ways to pay now. Like when you go back and watch like an old sci-fi movie where they're like, you know, yeah, scanning your palm or you're doing like a retinal scan or something, you're like, oh, that seems like way more unwieldy than what we have now. And also like in the pandemic, it seemed like we moved away from all these things where it's like we're touching everything and getting everything germy. And now we're just going back to that.
you just need to shake the seller's hand and make eye contact with them.
That's yeah. How. Just look into the soul of the Panera workers.
Also, like, you can pay with your phone, I think, yeah. at most places now. Is the issue that people, like, don't want to, they just don't want to get their phone out, I guess? Or...
I guess you wouldn't have to carry anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just your hand.
Just your hands. Maybe a shirt, maybe not, you know, but just you, your body, and God and Panera Bread. And then something called Mother Mary is trending. David Lowery is all over trends these days. That is the director of Green Knight, director of an upcoming Peter Pan reboot. And his next film, Mother Mary, is set to star Anne Hathaway and Michaela Cole, be made by A24. We're talking on tomorrow's episode, I guess, about how A24 really has it going. They're like, it's the first time in a while that I can think of a studio where it's like, oh, well, when they do something, that means it's worth paying attention to, right?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time we had that going?
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a studio like selling $60 sweatshirts that people are buying? Like, yeah, they have like, yeah, they've kind of fostered an identity of like, you know, having sort of like curatorial tastes in addition to, though it does seem like there are weird things. Like there's that Apple TV movie with Julianne Moore. Do you see the ads for that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it does seem like, I mean, they get a lot of attention for their great movies, but they do put out some stuff that kind of flies under the radar a little bit. But deservedly, people. I mean, they've won two Oscars for two best pictures in the past, you know, 10 years. Like that's
pretty good hit ratio. Yeah. And best picture is always right. So they're,
well,
they're,
I mean, there were two of the better best picture picks in my opinion. Yeah. No, it's, they're doing well. I know there's like a backlash to that too. There's also, you know, like the real film snobs, like, oh, A24. There's always going to be a backlash. But this movie, who's in this movie? Anne Hathaway and Michaela Cole?
Michaela Cole from, I'm trying to say, I May Destroy You, but I keep wanting to say, I Think You Should Leave. Yes, she's
so different.
Right. Very different. But yeah, I mean, it's great cast. It's going to be like a epic pop melodrama following a fictional musician and her relationship with an iconic fashion designer. So it feels like maybe people are going to try and Lydia Tarr things again and like create fictional characters who exist in the real world. But like the music's being written by Jack Antonoff and Charlie XCX, and we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to tell you my David Lowery story.
Oh, yeah. And you have a story about Green Knight director David Lowery.
Yeah. So this was like literally 3 years ago when the pandemic first started and we were all locked down and at home with my son. We watched the movie he directed, the remake of Pete's Dragon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And which I thought was really good. But it opens with like the tragic death of Pete's parents and like this awful car crash. And my son was, I guess he's only like 5 at the time or something. And it really upset him. And, which in retrospect is on me. I probably should have looked up, you know, what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
But, I was like, I saw the one in the '70s with the cartoon. I'm sure it's basically the
same. It should be fine. Yeah.
But he was really upset by it. And he just kept being like, why did this happen? And, I was like, well, you know, it's not real. It's just literally a guy wrote it and, you know, filmed it and put it in the movie. It's all actors. And he's like, well, why would that guy do that? I said, I don't know. And he's like, well, we should like write to him and ask. Cause you know, he doesn't know how, the world works, but because we were all like
shut
in
down
the lockdown, and, we're all shut down. I was also going crazy. So I was like, yeah, let's write to him.
You're right.
Let's find out.
We so need an explanation. What do you have to say for yourself, David Lowery?
Exactly. So I got his email from someone and I emailed David Lowery and basically like transcribed what my son said, being like, why did you put this in here? This was really upsetting. Like, why did you start your dragon movie with this violent death? And a couple weeks went by and I was like, okay, he's not going to write back.
Yeah.
And then he wrote back and he wrote back like a long, really thoughtful, lovely email basically just saying like, well, tell this to your son, and being like, you know, I wanted to show that like bad things happen in life, and like it's still possible to like work through and come out the other side. Yeah. And he's like, even as an adult, I feel like I'm still learning that. And it was just a really nice email. And it was like, it really, brightened our day during a really shitty time. So thank you, David Lowry.
Shout out to David Lowry. Wow. That's pretty cool. I was trying to think of like an equivalent example of like parents dying in a movie that my kids watch, and like Frozen, the parents die like horribly, like right away. It's their first time leaving their daughters, and they're like, don't worry, I know this is cause for anxiety for you because of separation and, you know, all that whole thing, the way that we think about our parents and love them, but don't worry, this is going to be fine. And then like cut to their boat just immediately gets swallowed by a wave. And I was watching that with my kids, and they just got like this gleeful glint in their eyes.
So oh, no. Like,
so they were asking for no such explanation. I think they're going to be asking, when's that going to happen to my dad?
Yeah. You come this home because you just here. Left out like brochures for cruises. Like, hey, come on.
Yeah. In the Bermuda Triangle. All right. Well, JM, such a pleasure having you. As always, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can still find me on Twitter. It's at JM McNabb again.
Yeah. And also, they can just find you writing letters to directors demanding an explanation.
Yeah. By the way, I don't recommend doing that. That was the only time I've ever done that. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino, what is in that briefcase? Why didn't you tell us why is it glowing? All right, that's going to do it for us this afternoon. We're back tomorrow morning with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.